Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast. I'm Baylen Leonard. And it's great that we've got Luke Combs back on the podcast. I think this is maybe the third time that we've had him. And it's always exciting, A, because I'm such a fan of his music and I know so many people in the UK are as well, but also he's just such a nice guy, and he's so kind of, with little time he has in between all of his projects, so free with his time in talking to us. So it's mainly about his new album that he has coming out in March. It's called Getting Old, but of course he's also bringing his gigantic world tour over to the UK later this year, and his friendship with Lainey Wilson, which is a lovely thing. So we're going to get into all of that. And don't forget, you can always hear me on Absolute Radio Country every weekday. It's the best mix of country music, no repeated songs. All you need to do is download the free Absolute Radio app. We're also on your DAB radio, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, here's Luke Combs.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
I'm Baylen Leonard. It's Absolute Radio Country. We're joined by an old friend, a country music superstar now, many times multi-platinum, multi-CMA award winning, member of the Grand Ole Opry, new dad, and he's coming over to the UK, and he's got a new album. It's Luke Combs. Welcome back.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, that's a pleasure. We just had your friend Lainey Wilson in the studio.
Nice. How was that? Good. Yeah. Tell her said hello if you run into her again.
She was telling us, Luke, about how when she had her trailer in the parking lot that you used to show up and eat some snacks.
There's snacks. I'm going to eat them, no doubt.
Yeah, you know? Me too. Although she was saying that you both have better snacks nowadays.
Yeah, a little nicer snacks.
Yeah, exactly. It must be so nice to have those friends that you both were kind of starting on this journey together, and you both had these big dreams in this, you know, city of Nashville where there's hundreds of thousands of people with these big dreams, and then to see each other go on to such success. It must be such a nice thing from a friendship level.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, you know. I mean, I think the odds are, like you say, pretty low. But yeah, until I kind of move here at the same time as a few people, you know, and you end up meeting, you know, you're all trying to accomplish the same goal. So you kind of end up in some of the same places and running into the same people. And it's pretty unique situation. But man, she's been killing it. And I couldn't be more pumped for her. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is awesome. And she was talking about some of the, that you guys eventually did write a song together, but you know, no duet yet from Luke and Lainey. Is this a thing that will happen? She's up for it, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down too. She's got to find some time, you know what I mean? And that's the hardest thing, to find time, especially when you both have the same time that's open to do something like that, is even more difficult to put together, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're certainly keeping busy, because it seems like it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about the album Growing Up, and now you're coming back with a companion album, Getting Old. It seems like that was always the plan. Was that the plan, to make these companion albums?
I don't think it was the plan from the very beginning. You know, we were, as I was recording stuff for Growing Up, I mean, that wasn't even the name of it at the time, I guess. It was just what was going to be my third album. As we started recording over the course of year and a half or something like that, it became pretty apparent that there was two markedly different kind of groups of songs as we recorded. So I think that became the plan after we, you know, started putting track lists together and figuring out what was going to go where. It just kind of happened that way. That was never the plan when I started writing for the third album, was to do that. It just ended up that way.
You seem like a guy, you don't like the grass to grow underneath your feet very much. You like to keep busy. Is that fair?
Well, there's a lot of people that don't want the grass to grow under my feet. I'll tell you that. I'm not one of those people, actually. I do enjoy it. I enjoy it. You should see my yard. The grass is waist high in that thing. And I love it that way. But I do actually like to sit down and relax. But that doesn't get to happen too much, which is a blessing. You know, I got plenty of time later on to sit on the porch, you know. But I figure get it while you can, you know?
I hear that. And it's an interesting thing because, I mean, I think one time we talked about one of the first jobs that you had was parking cars in your hometown and how much you enjoyed that. And then suddenly, I guess you find yourself in the center of kind of a hurricane in some sort of ways, you know, where you have become this massive star all around the world. And what you're saying there about wanting to kind of make hay while the sun shines rings absolutely true. But you're also just a guy, you know, you're just a human guy. So you want to make sure that you make time for you as well. That must be tricky.
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, depend on you to be busy too, right? I mean, that's kind of the nature of the business as well. You know, it's not just, I'm not the only guy doing it. You know, there's a bunch of people involved. So, I mean, it's like you have rare opportunity to do things that a lot of people would kill to do, you know? So
sure.
You got to try to remember that as much as you can too.
And, you know, sometimes you got to remember, I'm not digging a ditch. You know, there's other people.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, man. It could definitely be worse. No doubt.
I want to talk about the song Joe, Luke, because I love that you've written this song. You know, so much of country, not all of it, obviously, but there's a lot of party songs in country music. And I know more and more people who don't drink now or giving up alcohol or laying off alcohol. And so it's so nice to kind of have this song for people who don't drink. How did that come about? What was the deal there?
Yeah, I had my buddy Eric Dillon actually had written that song and sent it to me a few years ago. And he was like, what do you think about this? And so he came over to my house and we kind of reworked it and it ended up being great. You know, I think it is an important thing. You know, I think there are a lot of folks, you know, like I said, I do have friends who are kind of doing that sober thing. And I think it's probably tough to do that. You know, it's probably tough.
I think so too. Yeah.
Especially in this business, you know, people are drinking a lot, you know, even in just living in Nashville, you know, it's kind of a big party town, I guess, you know, so it's, I'm sure it's challenging, you know.
You've got this massive world tour, 39 shows, 3 continents, 16 countries. I mean, this is absolutely massive. And it was recently, wasn't it, that you guys kind of reworked the staging and how that's going to work so that you could get some more people in to see your shows, some of them across the UK.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, we're trying to do the best we can with that. You know, obviously it's difficult. Just from a timing standpoint, it's tough. You want to play as many places as you can. You know, we can be there, you know, we're there 3 weeks. You can only do a certain amount of shows in that amount of time, you know. So
yeah,
that becomes kind of a constraint too. So we definitely wanted to maximize any way that we could. You know, we would love to be able to get everybody in there in one night. And, you know, we'll try to do that next time, you know.
I'm so excited as well that you're bringing 49 Winchester with you. I'm such a huge fan of those guys. I saw them for the first time. I was back home visiting my mom in East Tennessee for Thanksgiving, and they were doing a little show this a couple years ago, and I went and they blew me away. And it's been so exciting not only to see what's been happening with them and how many people have been connecting with it, but also to see how you've been connecting with what they do as well. What is it about 49 Winchester that you dig so much?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just the sound, you know, the songs are great. You know, I mean, it's just kind of, it's got everything going on. You know, it's a band, I think, which is kind of a rare thing these days too. You know, there's not many like bands, you know, doing the thing anymore. So it's just neat. You know, I love their songs and the singing's so great. And I'm just excited to be able to take them with us and, you know, get to hear those guys every night and help them out a little bit too, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, isn't it amazing to think that because it was such a big deal, Luke, when you wore their T-shirt. It's interesting to think, isn't it, like what an impact something as simple as, and obviously, clearly you're a genuine fan, but isn't it amazing the impact that something as simple as you choosing to wear their T-shirt, let alone, you know, obviously bringing them out on tour with you, but that can have on a band?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't really make much of my fashion choices based on that, but you know, it is pretty crazy. You know, I didn't really think about that at the time. But yeah, it is wild that something like that can happen. You know, they deserve it too.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they absolutely do.
not like an honor for me. I don't think it's an honor for, you know, anybody for me to wear a t-shirt of them. But if it helps somebody out that I think's great, then that's awesome. Good problem to have, I guess, you know.
You're a relatively new dad as well, and everything that's going on in your career. You still seem to be able to keep your finger on the pulse with finding these, you know, these new and kind of up and coming artists and bands that remain kind of a important thing for you to kind of find that new music.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I love music really. So I'm always trying to find something new to listen to or something I hadn't heard before. And yeah, I just enjoy that process, I think, as much as anybody else does. You know, just it's always exciting when you find something that you really, really love, you know, and want to listen to in the car on the way home. You know, I think that's the test for me. You know, if I like listening to it in the car, then I'll listen to it just about anywhere, you know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And it always hits a little bit different, I think, when you're driving than if you're kind of in your kitchen or you're in a studio or something like that. You know, when you're having it kind of out in the wild, that's when you know whether you're connecting with it or not. Always a pleasure to see you. Thanks so much for taking the time. We're looking forward to the new album, Getting Old. And of course, we're looking forward to you coming over to the UK real soon as well.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to get over there myself. I'm really excited about it.
All right, we'll see you soon. Have a good one, Luke. Thank you.
Hey, man. Thank you.
The Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Oh, what a joy. What a pleasure. Luke Combs, he just, even though he's a massive superstar, he still just seems like a normal guy, doesn't he? Great stuff. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast. If you haven't subscribed already, hit subscribe and you'll get the latest episodes when they drop. Have a great one, and I'll see you next time.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.